Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, November 20th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Acts, chapter 21, in verse 37, and you'll remember from yesterday that Paul is in Jerusalem, and a mob gathered, and they have seized him to take him to jail. As the soldiers were about to take Paul into the barracks, he asked the commander, "May I say something to you?" "Do you speak Greek?" he replied. "Aren't you the Egyptian who started a revolt and led 4,000 terrorists out into the desert some time ago?" Paul answered, "I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no ordinary city. Please let me speak to the people." Having received the commander's permission, Paul stood on the steps and motioned to the crowd. When they were all silent, he said to them in Aramaic, "Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense." When they heard him speak to them in Aramaic, they became very quiet. Then Paul said, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city. Under Gamaliel, I was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers and was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison. And also the high priest and all the council can testify. I even obtained letters from them to their brothers in Damascus and went there to bring these people as prisoners to Jerusalem to be punished. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' 'Who are you, Lord?' I asked. 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting,' he replied. 'My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me.' 'What shall I do, Lord?' I asked. 'Get up,' the Lord said, 'and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do. My companions led me by the hand into Damascus, because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that very moment, I was able to see him. Then he said, 'The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name.' When I returned to Jerusalem and was praying at the temple, I fell into a trance and saw the Lord speaking. 'Quick,' he said to me, 'leave Jerusalem immediately, because they will not accept your testimony about me.' 'Lord,' I replied, 'these men know that I went from one synagogue to another to imprison and beat those who believe in you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I stood there giving my approval and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. Then the Lord said to me, 'Go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles.'" I love when Paul recounts his story because it's just such a good reminder of the grace of the Lord Jesus. The whole story is fascinating to me. First, he speaks to the commander in Greek. The Lord has given him the gift of language. He is a learned man, so he speaks to the commander in Greek, and he gets an audience with him. And then when he has the opportunity to speak to the Jewish men, what does he do? He switches to Aramaic. which would have been their heart language and would have signified that he was a devout Jew and someone who knew the faith of the Jews. And then he tells the most powerful story of redemption, that the Lord Jesus, whom he was persecuting, even Paul, who stood there when Stephen was being martyred and gave approval for the killing of the saint of the Lord, even Paul was redeemed unto a mission for Jesus Christ. The Lord has a mission for us all. None of us are too far gone. He can and will redeem for his glory. And so I just thank him for this beautiful message of hope found today in this passage. Okay, now let's move over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 21.
For the director of music, a psalm of David. The king rejoices in your strength, Lord. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. You came to greet him with rich blessings and placed a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life, and you gave it to him, length of days, forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foes. When you appear for battle, you will burn them up as in a blazing furnace. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from on the earth, their posterity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed. You will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with drawn bow. Be exalted in your strength, Lord. We will sing and praise your might.
Before we move on, I just want to make a little note here. Psalm 20 and 21 both are good reminders to us of the Lord's power and his direction for the nation of Israel. Look at verse 5 again of chapter 21. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. It's talking about David's glory is great through the victories that God gave. And back in Psalm 20, it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. These Psalms are reminding us that God reigns and that his victory is the victory that we strive for, that we cannot, by human hands and human power, secure the victory, but God secures the victory for us. There's a neat note in my study Bible that says David knew that true might of his nation was not in weaponry, but in worship, not in firepower, but in God's power. Because God alone can preserve a nation or an individual, be sure your confidence is in God, who gives eternal victory. And then they ask the question, whom do you trust? Okay, let's turn over to the book of Nehemiah. Today we are in Nehemiah chapter 10, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 27. First, though, I'll go back to verse 38 from chapter 9. It says, in view of all this, we are making a binding agreement, putting it in writing, and our leaders, our Levites, and our priests are affixing their seals to it. Those who sealed it were Nehemiah the governor, the son of Hakaliah, Zedekiah, Sariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malkijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Maluk, Harim, Meremoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Baruch, Meshullam, Abijah, Majamin, Maziah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah. These were the priests. The Levites: Jeshua, son of Azaniah, Binui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their associates, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalita, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, and Beninu. The leaders of the people: Parosh, Pahath Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Buni, Asgad, Babai, Adonijah, Bigvai, Adin, Ater, Hezekiah, Azur, Hodiah, Hashum, Baziah, Harif, Anathoth, Nabai, Magpiash, Meshullam, Hazer, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelathiah, Hanan, Aniah, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Halohesh, Pilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabna, Messiah, Ahiah, Hanan, Anan, Maluk, Harim, and Bana. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I tried to go back and count the number of names, so I got something different every time. So around 80 people were in agreement. They were going to make a binding agreement about their sin and their renewed covenant with the Lord. And it made me think about the new covenant that we have with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the opportunity we have to renew our covenant when we take the Lord's Supper, when we remember His death and we recount that through the body and the blood, the bread and the wine. In those moments, we can renew ourselves and our commitment to what God has called us to be and to do. And so tomorrow, in the rest of chapter 10, we will find out about their areas of decision, of what they were calling themselves to be and do in this covenant that was sealed. Thank you for listening along. It's a pleasure to read God's Word together. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, we rejoice in your strength. You have granted us so many of the desires of our hearts. You have given us so many blessings. You have provided us with life. We thank you, Lord, for the victories that you give us in this world. Your glory is great. Surely you have granted us so many blessings here and so many more in the life to come. We thank you for that resurrection hope that we have in this season, especially for those who are grieving in this holiday season. Lord, would you bind them? Would you put them in the cleft of your rock? Would you hide them? Would you be their refuge? And would you remind them of our great hope and confirmation of Christ's resurrection and our own resurrection in Him? Thank you, Lord, for the joy of your presence today. May my brothers and sisters experience the joy of your presence. Forgive us, Father, we pray, for those areas of our life where we fall short. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to gently prod us and change us and renew us. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.